Good day, family, and welcome to all those who are joining us for the first time. Today we are on Agape 2, Lesson 3, and our topic is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jonah. To unpack the topic, we are going to use Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 to 17. I'm reading. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Verse 4. But the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up. Then the mariners were afraid, and every man cried out to his God, and threw the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten the load. But Jonah had gone down onto the lowest parts of the ship, had lain down, and was fast asleep. So the mariners came to him and said to him, "What do you mean, sleeper? Arise, call on your God. Perhaps your God will consider us, so that we may not perish." And they said to one another, "Come, let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this has come upon us." So the lot fell on Jonah. Then they said unto him, "Please tell us, for whose cause is this trouble upon us? What is your occupation? And where do you come from? What is your country? And of what people are you?" So he said to them, "I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, "Why have you done this?" For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. And they said to him, "What shall we do to you, that with the sea may come for us?" For the sea was growing more tempestuous. And he said to them, "Pick me up and throw me into the sea. Then the sea will be calm for you. For I know that this great tempest is because of me." Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to return to the land, but they could not, for the sea continued to grow more tempestuous against them. Therefore, they cried out to the Lord and said, "We pray, O Lord, please do not let us perish for this man's life, and do not charge us with innocent blood. For you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you." So they picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice to the Lord and took vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. The name Jonah means dove. It means wine as fermented. By implication, it means intoxication. The name Amitai means my truth. Nineveh is the abode of Ninas, which is the capital of Assyria. Tarshish means yellow jasper, a precious stone. Joppa means beautiful. Matthew 12, verse 38 reads, "Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, 'Teacher, we want to see a sign from you.'" We also read in Luke chapter 11, verse 29 to 32. "And while the crowds were thickly gathered together, he began to say, 'This is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, and no sign will be given to it, except the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so also the Son of Man will be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise up in judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And indeed, a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And indeed, a greater than Jonah is here.'" When Jesus came to the scene in Israel, they were dead in trespasses, and they needed a savior. And he came as a sign to deal with sin. Jonah, who was sent as prophet to Northern Kingdom, where, as we read in 2 Kings chapter 14, verse 25, represented sinful Israel as a sign to the Ninevites, and he carried a message of repentance. Israel resisted Jesus' ministry and rejected him, refusing to believe that he was the Messiah. They commanded a sign from him that he indeed was the Messiah that was to come to them. Sending Jonah to Nineveh was God's attempt to provoke the nation of Israel to jealousy, so they would return to their God in repentance and righteousness. Assyria was an instrument in God's hand to punish Israel. History reveals that Assyria was a pain to Israel, and therefore Jonah did not want Nineveh to experience the mercy of God. All of Israel had this spirit of exclusiveness, thinking Jehovah only belonged to Israel. Today's church has that same Jonah Israel spirit of exclusiveness. Very few would dare to witness to any from Islam. During COVID-19 pandemic, many from Islam and Hinduism turned to the Lord Jesus. For me, the Lord himself preached to these masses. We read in Isaiah 59, verses 14 to 20. "Justice is turned back, and righteousness stands afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. So truth fails, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. Then the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. He saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his own arm brought salvation for him, and his own righteousness, it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garment of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. These masses out there, those masses out there right now, need the church to discipline and disciple them. They are frantically looking for answers, and the church is busy spectating, hiding behind whole night prayer meetings to no avail. We read in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 16. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. If even creatures must hear the good news, how much more Islam, Sangomas, and Hindus? Are they not human?" John 3:16 reads, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have eternal life." The word world. The word world means everything created. God is interested in the whole cosmos. Whoever means in whoever includes Islam, Hindus, Sangoma, and whoever else. We read in Romans chapter 8:19 to 22, "For the earnest expectation of creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now." We read in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Verse 3 of Jonah chapter 1. "But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish. He went down to Joppa." The expression "he went down" speaks of humility. Jesus went down to the Jordan to be baptized by John. For Jesus, this was a sign of humility. He humbled himself. On the contrary, Jonah's going down was false humility, pharisaical. He dared not challenge the sovereignty of the Lord. Sorry, he dared to challenge the sovereignty of the Lord. At this time, he had no clue about the sovereignty of the Lord. We read in Psalm 139, verses 7 to 12. Where can I flee from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there you will lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light around me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. Verse 4 of Jonah chapter 1. But the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken. Even the winds know how to obey God better than humans. We read in Mark 4, verse 39, then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. We read in Psalm 148, verses 7 to 8, praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling his word. In my early days walking with God, I loved going down to the beach to preach to the creatures in the sea. My furniture in the house was all saved. Mark chapter 16 verse 15 reads, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The east wind from the Almighty God shook the church vigorously during the COVID-19 pandemic, that the ship, the church, lost a lot of cargo. Some churches actually closed down. The Jonahs who thought that Jehovah is only for themselves are fooling the church. Everyone was turning to their gods and praying. The real Jonah, the church, was sleeping, arguing that their church buildings must be opened. Some defied the warning not to meet and to keep distance. The church lost a lot of cargo. Many died in defiance. The false prophets revealed their true colors, busy prophesying lies about the pandemic. Those who play gimmicks of healing and deliverance were on leave. They were nowhere to be found. We read in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. One of the church's wicked ways is sectarianism and exclusivism. Most will shun meeting and fellowshipping with other church leaders and churches. The my church attitude makes some believers to be suspicious of believers from other churches, to the point of avoiding them. Right now, the church is hiding behind whole night prayer meetings to no avail. Verse 6 of Jonah chapter 1. The sleeper, the church, was called to rise and call on the true God. Jonah was called upon to hear from the Lord on behalf of those on board with him. They seemed to understand that he had all the answers. Verses 9 to 10. So he said to them, I am a Hebrew. I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, Why have you done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then they said to him, What shall we do to you, that the sea may become for us? For the sea was growing more and more tempestuous. And he said to them, Pick me up and throw me into the sea. Then the sea will become calm for you. For I know that this great tempest is because of me. The men here were working with Jonah to find the solution. Verse 13 of Jonah chapter 1. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to return to land, but they could not, for the sea continued to grow more tempestuous against them. The men here were still trying to save Jonah to no avail. Verses 14 to 16 of Jonah chapter 1. Therefore, they cried out to the Lord and said, We pray, O Lord, please do not let us perish for this man's life, and do not charge us with innocent blood. For you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you. So they picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice to the Lord and took vows. Jonah's church learned to pray, to fear the Lord, to offer sacrifices to the Lord, and to take vows. They now understood that God is sovereign. Hence the expression, For you, Lord, have done as it pleased you. Verse 17 of Jonah chapter 1. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. The Lord here was dealing with Jonah's pride and self. This was the real humbling experience for Jonah. God, in his mercy, gave him a chance to repent, so his preaching to Nineveh would be more experiential. We read in Jonah chapter 2, verse 10, The Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto the sea. This was born again experience for Jonah. His spirit was now regenerated. He personally repented before going to preach repentance to Nineveh. Our lesson ends here. Until next time.